for these the readings we have today. And I imagine for some of you parents, weekday Mass might not be a common thing for you. And so, you know, on Sunday we have a cycle of readings. On weekdays, we have a different cycle of readings. And so we're at the beginning, kind of the beginning of Luke's Gospel as we hear his Beatitudes and the first reading from St. Paul to the Colossians. And so on weekdays throughout the year, we just kind of make our way through the Old Testament one year and the next year is the New Testament. And so we've been reading from St. Paul's letters. And this letter to the Colossians is a beautiful letter. It's short, just three chapters. And it's a beautiful reflection for families maybe to get the Bible out and read these short letters of St. Paul. Where in Colossians, the first two chapters, he's speaking about the glorious nature of who Jesus is, who God is, who Jesus is, and what's the nature of the church. And then beginning today with chapter 3, he's talking about, so what does that mean for us? You were raised with Christ and seek what is above. Think of what is above and not what is on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Beautiful synopsis of some sacramental theology. This is baptism. All he says in the first two chapters of Colossians about the glorious nature of Jesus Christ becomes a reality for us because of our baptism, that we were raised with Christ. We were died, and now our life is hidden in Christ. And we live in Christ. And so now everything that we learn about Jesus, everything we hear about Jesus is a reality. It can be a reality for each one of us because we live in Christ, and Christ lives in us. And so as we begin this year of faith formation, as we heard about the vices, all these things that we do, anger, fury, malice, slander, obscene language, lying, says take off these old practices and put on the new self. That as we live amidst the world and we're bombarded daily with the evil one and his tactics and his lies and his deceptions, and it's so easy for us to fall back into our old former way of life. As we begin this academic year of faith formation, the goal is to transform your hearts, to transform your minds, to transform your lives, so that you're living in Christ, renewed, refreshed, restored. This is the goal. And as the church, as this parish faith formation, it's a pleasure, it's an honor, it's a dignity, a joy for us to work with you parents in this, your most precious duty, is to raise your children in the faith. It's the supreme duty of the parent of a Christian, is to raise them in the faith. And so what we provide for you here on this Wednesday evening is a help, is a subsidy to the life that your children are learning to live at home. We can't do it all in an hour and a half on one day a week. And it's kind of pointless for us to do anything to go home to a home that's unconverted. And so I challenge the parents to go deeper into your faith, to let your children see these converted lives, that you're no longer living according to the world, that the Beatitudes, the blessings and the woes that Christ says, that kind of flips the world upside down. Blessed are you when you're poor, woe to you when you're rich. Woe to you when people speak well of you and think highly of you. Blessed are you when you become more like Christ, who was hated, abandoned, abused, and killed. When you choose to live in Christ, you will stand out from the world, and you may not be liked. And it will not be easy. This is a challenge for each one of us to say yes to this life. And every Wednesday night when your children are in class, we will have Mass. Confessions at 6, Mass at 7. I know some of you probably have lots of other things to do, but nothing better for your child than for you to come to Mass and pray for them, to offer this sacrifice for their lives, for their well-being, for their sanctity. So I invite you all every week to come to Mass. Try to make that commitment. Try to let your children see that you believe what we say we believe. And that it's not just something that we struggle through on Sunday, but every day of our life, we seek to live in Christ. We have died to this world. And by the power of our baptism, we are raised anew, and we're no longer a slave to the world. But by God's grace, we can be a slave to Christ. Let this be a year of radical transformation for you, for your children, for your homes, for your families. Say no to your former way of life and say yes to this radical, joy-filled life with Jesus.